John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Man, hell no. You can't be doing it on the Jive Jams like that.
What's up?
What's up with that, man?
You're a fwigger, man.
Hell, motherfucking no.
You're a fwigger.
Yo, you hear it? Listen to AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
We're fwiggers. We are the fwiggers.
Yo.
Because we're fat, white, and we try to be like Negroes, so we're fwiggers.
Fat, dumb, and white.
For the wiggers.
For the eggers. Fat, white,
hell
dumbasses.
No.
Hell, motherfucking no.
All right, so back with episode 24,
yeah.
Part 2 with...
Episode 24, part 2.
With...
Oh, John and Scott.
There you have it. All right.
I'm John.
Nonsense.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
I'm John.
We're back at you.
I'm John.
And John, I saw this great story out of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Some people pronounce it Arkansas.
How are you?
Arkansas mother gives birth to 16th child.
Those evildoers.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Michelle Duggar just delivered her 16th child, and she's already thinking about doing it again. Jonathan Faith Duggar was born at 6:30 Tuesday and weighed 7 pounds, 6.5 ounces. The baby's father, Jim Bob Duggar, a former state representative, said Wednesday that the mother and child were doing well.
I hope you're proud.
He said Jonathan's birth was especially exciting because it was the first time in 8 years the family has had a girl. Jim Bob Duggar, 40, said he and Michelle, 39, want more children. They already have 16 children, and they want more children.
Vladimir Putin.
Quote, we both just love our children, and we consider each a blessing from the Lord.
Are you Mr. Haney?
I've asked Michelle if she wants more, and she said yes.
Yes!
If the Lord wants to give us some, she will accept them, he said. Jim Bob Duggar, who sells real estate, previously lost his bid for the U.S. Senate. I wonder why. He said he expects to run for the state Senate next year, but isn't ready to make a formal announcement. Their children include two sets of twins, and each child has a name beginning with the letter J. Are you ready, John?
Oh, my God. It's Joe and his family.
Joshua, John, John David, Jana, Jill, Jessa, Jinger, Joseph, Joshasha, Joanne, Jeremiah, Jedediah.
Is it a Joshua?
Jason, James, Justin, and Jackson Levy. Now, why isn't Joe in there is what I want
right,
to know.
Right, right.
And what the hell is Jedediah? I thought it was Jebediah.
Jedediah?
But they have like Jedediah. Jedi, like the Star Wars. Jedediah.
That's what it is. It's Jedediah.
Jedediah. And Jessa. What the hell is that? What's the matter with Jessica? Jessa. And there you have
He's Jedediah, so you could, you know, you could, I am your father.
Out of Arkansas. What the hell is Jim Bob Duggar thinking? 16 kids already, and he wants to have more.
Oh, my God.
I tell you this, that wife, Michelle Duggar, I wonder what her middle name is. Michelle Duggar. She's like a child factory.
This was, I got some. Can I read it?
No doubt.
From MSNBC.com.
Mm-hmm.
The iBrain.
iBrain.
This
what the
is
hell
by
is
Andy Borowitz. At company headquarters in Cupertino, California, today Apple Computer CEO Steve Jobs introduced a new iPod so tiny that it can be implanted directly into the human brain. The iPod Micro.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. The iPod Micro becomes fused to the central nervous system through a simple non-invasive surgical procedure that can be performed in any doctor's office or at any Apple store, Jobs said.
You're kidding, right? This is fake.
I'm not kidding. The Apple CEO, who last week became the first to have the iPod Micro implanted into his brain showed how music can be downloaded via USB port directly located.
This is bullshit.
On the back of his neck.
Where does he stick the plug?
Jobs said that because the Micro can store up to 2,800 songs and that the tracks can be shuffled by blinking one's eyes or nodding one's head. Making it possible to listen to music in a classroom or at the office without anyone else knowing.
That's BS.
He demonstrated by rocking out to the song Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas, declaring the sound quality inside his head awesome.
Awesome.
While Jobs said that as many as 100 million Americans could be hardwired for sound by 2008, Sony Corp CEO Sir Howard Stringer, served notice that his company was rolling out a new super tiny PlayStation Portable that could also be implanted directly into the brain. There's a lot of room in the average American's head, and we intend to fight for every square inch of it, Howard told reporters. Elsewhere, thousands lined up to buy Powerball tickets when lottery officials announced that the grand prize would be a full tank of gas.
Whoa. That's out of sight.
Yeah, this is the iBrain. Our columnist imagines how small Apple's iPod might become.
There you go.
When I first started reading it, I swear to God, I'm like, holy, how could this be in MSNBC? What? Jobs got an operation? He's got an iPod?
Jobs.
I'm going, oh my God. Am I that fucking stupid?
I guess so.
Yeah, the guy, it was a fake.
Well, John, let's get on to celebrity news.
It caught me off guard.
Tom and Kate Cruz are pregnant.
You really?
That, right? Yes, I think we had mentioned that, maybe.
Oh,
but
maybe.
Did you know about their birth plan?
Maybe. Is it like you'd rather be effed in the ass by a cactus than go through the birth plan?
Well, their birth plan, it's a Scientology birth plan, and it calls for complete silence.
Oh.
In the book Preventive Dianetics, Hubbard elaborates on the goal of this practice. And when I say Hubbard, I'm talking about L. Ron.
L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard. And if we had audio of him, that would be
fantastic. Yeah, well, it'd be nice if you told me what you're going to read.
Well, it's going to be a while, so.
God damn
apparently,
it.
Apparently, pretending to all concern that pushing a human beating. All right, let me start over. Apparently pretending to all concern pushing a human being out of your coochie is not only painless, but downright relaxing.
I prefer human beating.
Will save both the sanity of the mother and the child and safeguard the home to which they go. Further, L. Ron Hubbard goes on to admonish. Now get this, John. Quote, the main... I'm going to try to get into L. Ron Hubbard.
All right.
It'd be great if you had an audio clip that I could...
I don't have them.
Goof,
I don't know
the
where
flop,
they are.
The supreme ruler. The maintaining of silence does not mean a volley of shh. For those make stammerers. After a delivery that's as calm as no talk as possible, the baby should be, quote, be wrapped somewhat tightly in a warm blanket, very soft, and then left alone for a day or so. Did you get that, man?
Yeah.
And left alone for a day or so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's the Scientology way of giving birth. Keep it quiet, wrap them in a blanket, keep them alone for a day or so.
Now I want answers, and I want them now.
Suck my big fat fucking sausage!
According to Travolta and Preston's account of their own silent labor, somewhere around hour 13, Preston got to feeling pretty banky and ordered Travolta to drive her to the hospital for an epidural.
Oh.
Even though L. Ron suggests that delivery itself should carry as little anesthetic as possible. But Vinnie Barbarino and his bride, who's best remembered for her sexually terrorizing Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire, but was equally unforgettable as the sultry alien chirk in Battlefield Earth, were too late to fight the L.A. gridlock. Preston wound up delivering their daughter, 9-pound Ella Blue, at the home without benefit of painkillers. And I can't believe that she is not divorced from Travolta already.
Right.
Brainwashing. It has to be brainwashing.
No doubt.
Given her own silent birth story ended in what was presumably high-volume begging, Preston's advice to Holmes sounds like hypocritical, brainwashed bullshit. Nice. There you have it. Because she's telling Katie Holmes, oh, no, you got to remain silent. You can't speak.
And she was begging?
She was begging. But they didn't make it. And you think with the...
Well, what Tom is doing is he's...
Tame the cunt!
Well, you think Travolta could just fly the plane over to the hospital. The guy's, like, got eight planes on his property.
Yeah, right.
Respect the cock.
The Cruz Holmes pregnancy story raises so many questions. Why is Katie's aunt busily denying that the actress received... conceived through IVF? Which means in vitro.
Yeah, vitro.
Where was Holmes during those 16 days in April between meeting Cruz for the first time and emerging publicly as the magnificent woman? I tell you where she was. She was being injected with semen. That's where she was, because Tom can't get a hard on for a woman, allegedly. He likes the man, no doubt. Holmes at about 3 months along, but for Holmes to be anywhere near as pregnant as she looks, Cruz would have had to show his man seed long before their engagement at the Eiffel Tower. Wow, that's a bold statement. So they were pumping each other before the Eiffel Tower, which we know could not happen.
Yeah, right.
But just look at the ample bump Holmes was sporting last week, complete with the introverted navel of a mid-late pregnancy. Jon Stewart joked on The Daily Show last week, Cruz must have jumped directly from his freak out on Oprah's couch
into
Holmes' vagina.
You cocksucker, I know you can hear me.
But get this, John.
You have been warned.
Leah Remini, we've talked about her before because she came down on Brooke Shields. She said Brooke Shields is a hooer.
Right.
And if she has to take drugs, I don't feel well for the baby. She's weak and worthless. And if she went to Scientology, she'd know what to do.
Leah with Remini vitamins.
Wants to get one thing straight about giving birth the Scientology way. Sometimes you gotta scream. As outlined by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard, the church's silent birth approach calls for maximum quiet at the delivery. I attempted to do it, says the King of Queens actress, a Scientologist who gave birth to her daughter Sophia 16 months ago. But I don't want there to be a misconception that you're sitting there not grunting or screaming when a child is coming out. It's pretty painful. You just want to try to have the baby be as pleasant as possible for your birth.
Thank you, Scott.
My big fat fucking sausage!
Scientology posits that the words spoken during birth may be recorded in the child's subconscious mind.
Oh, Jesus. And can those be thetans.
And can cause unwanted emotions and irrational fears later in life. And whoever, Leah Remini, Kelly Preston, all you whack motherfuckers that believe this bullshit Scientology, you should have your fucking a cranium screw top is what you should have. You should have the skull sawed off, your brain removed, and just put a chimp's brain in, because that's what you are. You're a fucking chimp, you stupid ass motherfuckers. Remini says that she'd try silent birth again, but I'd be better prepared. Because I didn't know the shock of the pain that is childbirth.
You were going to give me that cherry pie, sweet mama baby.
That's because you're a stupid-ass, brainwashed motherfucker giving your money away to some wacko Scientology bullshit.
It's
and
unbelievable.
Tom Cruise? Yeah, Tom Cruise! And John Travolta. You guys should just come out of the closet because you're both fags and doing each other, you queers. That's all I have about Scientology.
Goddamn queers.
Those MF motherfuckers.
You can just fucking die, you fuck.
Okay, Tom.
You cocksucker, I know you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Have been warned. You're drinking Jack Daniels. You were gonna
I'm drinking Glenlivet.
Sweet mama baby. You're not from Ohio.
I'm not.
You have to be tough on yourself. But you see what I'm getting at?
And I don't.
I cannot stress this enough.
What is that?
You are good looking, you are handsome.
Thank you.
Go
finally.
Back to the schoolyard. Here we go. Doesn't
finally.
Seem like much. 99 cents at the corner store. Respect the cock.
Tame the cunt!
Cocksucker. No problem.
No! Yes!
Yep.
Here!
Excuse me.
All right, John. In related news...
No, I want answers. Everybody doesn't want them now.
I'm sorry.
In related news...
I'm playing.
Stallone signs on for Rocky VI.
What?
Sylvester Stallone is on to reprise his role as the boxer Rocky Balboa.
No way.
In the sixth installment of the long-running film Thorith.
Are you serious?
My name is Rocky Balboa.
The film titled... Well, the film is titled, play that again. The film is titled...
My name is Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa is the name of the film.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm 30 myself.
All right. Stallone has been trying to make a sixth movie for years, and he's been reworking the script. The latest version, which sources said is similar to the tone and grit of the first two movies, persuaded the studios to negotiate a deal. Pause.
You got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much. I say you're very shy by nature, you know.
You know.
In the new installment, Rocky, lonely and retired in Philadelphia, I guess he's divorced then.
Hey, how do you spell Del Rio?
Comes out of retirement, intending to fight a few low-profile local fights. He's approached to fight a match with reigning heavyweight champ Mason, quote, the Dixon, close quote, line. No.
I'm not
Mason.
As dumb as you think I am.
Yeah, I read that wrong. Rocky Balboa is about everybody who feels the...
No.
Rocky Balboa is about everyone who feels they want to participate in the race of life rather than be a bystander, Stallone said in a statement.
Are you hungry?
You're never too old to climb a mountain if that's your desire.
I'm 30 myself. Yo, how you doing?
So we got that to look forward to.
What? What's the problem? Where you going?
I don't have a problem.
Hey, how do you spell Del Rio?
D-L-E-R-I-O.
You put my stuff on Skid Row. You thought I was in this for the money? What shot did you ever take?
Do you a favor last
night. I ain't kidding.
Can you do me one this time?
I don't think you listen too good.
Well, maybe it's you who ain't got it no more.
All right, then.
Hey, wait, listen to that.
Babe, what did he call him? Did he call him a...
Well, maybe Jew who ain't got it no more. You know that?
Maybe Jew.
Did he call him a Jew? Maybe Jew.
Well, maybe Jew who ain't got it no more. You know that?
Because I'm a fighter. Your face is all busted up. Your hands are swollen. You know?
You're just a jealous, lazy bum.
That's a good one.
That's out of sight.
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
You got a big mouth, you know, a purdy mouth. That's what he's going to be saying in this one. Rocky, what is it? 13?
Six.
Six!
Rocky, six.
He's got to be hurting for some dough, man.
In a related story, John.
Yeah?
The Saudi king says terror is the work of the devil.
Really?
Saudi Arabia. He says, quote,
"We'll fight terrorists and those who support them or condone their actions for 10, 20, 30 years if we have to, until we eliminate this scourge."
Is that an Irish accent you're doing?
I don't know.
Eliminate the scourge.
Help me out. Give me some Emile, and they can help me out there.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
When asked why groups such as Al-Qaeda, the terror network led by Saudi-born Osama bin Laden, had taken root in the kingdom, he replied,
"Madness and evil. It is the work of the devil. For those who level these charges against us, I say provide us with the evidence that this is happening and we will deal with it."
Fuck
the
you.
King said. "It is not logical or rational for us to support it."
Asswipe. Asswipe.
"We also have regulated our charities and we have closed offices around the world."
What an annoying scumbag.
But get this, John.
You're not that much of a loser, are you?
I'm not. In the Saudi king... also said this. This is fascinating. "I believe the day will come when women will drive. In fact, if you look at the area in Saudi Arabia," turn page, "the deserts and in rural areas, you will find that women do drive." So women don't even drive over there yet. That's outstanding.
Nah.
Their insurance rates must be lower than ours.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes! Yes, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome. 2, 4, 9, 5, 6, 7.
I'm just having fun here.
Is that Tommy
Scotters.
Boy? Who is that? 2, 4, 9.
Tommy
7.
Boy.
2, 4, 9,
5, 6, 7.
How are we doing on time there?
10 minutes.
What do you got? You got some Vikings, you got some Vatican, you got some Subway Scare. What do you got?
Yeah, hold on. I got to plug this shit in, man.
He's got to plug shit in.
You hear that sound? Fucking piece of shit. What do I got?
Did you hear about the Vikings?
I did.
They got their
about
ass
the
kicked by the goddamn Bears, is what I heard.
But, I wish Emil would come in to give us those sports updates. You know, because the Sox are in the World Series and all.
That's right. Vikings allegedly had sex party on boats. And this is kind of old. This is from the 12th. But since then, there's been other things going on. And, you know, there's a big police investigation. Apparently, the Minnesota Vikings, like 90 of them, rented or chartered two boats for Lake Minnetoba. And
the football team only carried 45 players. How could there be 90?
Well, there's probably crew and or 90.
Oh, you're counting the crew?
Yeah.
All right.
The cops said that about 90 people were on the two boats, according to a Vikings player who spoke on the condition of anonymity. About 15 Vikings players were on a charter as part of what he described as a team event. The player said that he was unaware of any sexual acts and that the cruise lasted less than 90 minutes.
Who is the player?
It's anonymity.
Fred Smoot.
Yeah.
Who's the player, man?
And
nice name. Smoot. Fred.
Let's see. According to reports, a woman called Mount Police Thursday night to report allegations of possible prostitution, drugs, live sex acts on the two boats. According to the police report, the woman said she and her brother's girlfriend served as hostesses on the ships. It was a stag party. It was a stag party atmosphere. See, I'm like doing a voice. On the boat with allegations of strippers and sexual conduct, he said. Oh, it's a man.
Right.
We're still trying to sort things out at this time. I guess it was the Sergeant Hans Vitex. Sorry. I'm jumping around, man. I didn't read this before I came in here. Law enforcement officials told the Star Tribune the party became so out of control that crew members on the two yachts were offered money for sex and feared for their safety. Doyle told the Star Tribune behavior on the cruise, including oral sex, masturbation, and playing with sex toys. And I was listening to a radio station. They had this one guy on there, one of the news sports guys, and he was asking him about it. I think it was maybe Jeff Joniak or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, and they're saying, and he says, what happened there, you know? There's a guy on girl and masturbation and guy on guy.
Is it a guy masturbating? Is it a whore?
I don't know.
A guy's masturbating?
Well, maybe it was Al Franken and he said guy on guy, and the guy says, oh, no, that's the Packers.
Yeah, the Green Bay.
That's pretty funny.
Fudge Packers.
Pretty funny. Yeah, funny. Funny queer. How's that go?
That's good.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer.
Mm-hmm. You know, contact at Tuesday afternoon, Smoot indicated that the allegations were exaggerated. It's slanderous, he said. If Doyle is bringing my name up like this, I'm going to sue them. Other than that, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, Smoot was fingered. I mean...
No doubt.
I mean, you know, by the police.
But this other guy quotes, one is, when the particulars of this story come out, I think it's going to be perceived that by most people as just horrendous. Secondly, not everyone who was on board who was a Viking participated in this.
Partated.
I almost said partitted.
Participated. Well, you know, Mike Tice, their coach, he was fined $100,000 by the NFL on around June 30th for scalping his Super Bowl tickets.
Right.
And the running backs coach, Dean Dalton, and special teams coach Rusty Tillman were also each fined $10,000 for scalping their tickets.
Well, it starts at the top, John.
Yeah.
If you got fuck-ups at the top, you're going to have fuck-ups all the way down because there's no goddamn discipline.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that was on the boat. They were out for a bit, and then one of the crew was serving drinks and hors d'oeuvres. I think the first thing they noticed was some of the women were on board seemed to either be changing clothes or undressing. And then they went into the galley, and there were three of them in the nude, and they were changing clothes. That was followed by them coming out of some of them doing lap dances. That's where it started.
Terrible.
And then it just progressed to the bizarre.
Oh, that's
But
terrible.
The thing that why it's a real issue, I mean, go ahead and fuck your whores on a boat, but why it's an issue is that they're still 40 minutes out, and the crew's getting frightened because some of the Viking players are yelling at the waiters and waitresses. They're wanting drinks faster and faster and trying to take over parts of the boat.
Yeah.
So they're saying, yeah, let me drive, you fucking captain cocksucker.
We'll throw you overboard and rape your women.
Right. Get that drink faster. I'm going to fuck you in the ass, you whore. So that's why it's in the news. I mean, if they just kept to their whores, I'm sure that there wouldn't be any issue whatsoever.
Right.
But no, they had to hit on the staff or frighten the staff. And that's just... And
yeah, there are like 15-year-olds, the girls on the staff.
It starts at the top, man. So are the Vikings, they suck, right?
Horrible. This year. Yeah.
Have they won a game yet?
I'm not sure.
I predict that if they haven't, they won't win a game this year. Because they're all fuck-ups, and it starts at the top.
But
the head
Culpepper,
coach.
Their quarterback, who didn't get sacked like, whatever, three times last year, he's been sacked like 23 times already.
Already?
Since they started. Oh. He got sacked like four times in the game on Sunday.
That's
and
funny.
One of them was they decided on a 4th-and-9 to go for it, and they were in the Bears' red zone,
mm-hmm.
their own Bears' backfield. Or not backfield, but in the red zone for the Bears to score.
Right.
So I think it was a shotgun or something, and Culpepper goes back. He rolls back, goes to try to roll out, and here comes Urlacher, 500 miles an hour, just pounds him to the ground and puts him down on the 1-yard line.
Nice.
So the Bears took it in for a touchdown. Like it was hilarious. It's like, bam!
What was the final score?
I think it was like 37-3 or something, or 28-3.
And the Bears suck.
Yeah, their defense was unbelievable, man. They had a couple pickoffs and stuff, and Orton's coming around. He's got to get that long ball going.
I ordered my Orton jersey.
Nice.
No doubt, man.
That's sweet.
Kyle.
What jersey do you have?
I have Grossman.
Oh.
Who will probably never play again.
Yeah,
if he does,
he'll get
his rib broken.
He's going to be the backup
when he sneezes. Pussy.
I got something from the Vatican.
The Vatican?
Well, not from the Vatican, from Newsweek. The Devil in Pictures. This is going to be in the October 24th issue of Newsweek.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 22 years in her life, Annalise Mitchell was an unremarkable young woman, a teacher in training and part of a devout Roman Catholic family in Germany. She also happened to be an epileptic. Here we go, man. It's all downhill, man. It's all uphill. And prone to the seizures that often accompany that condition. Somehow, though, her parents convinced themselves that Satan had gotten hold of her soul. Oh my God! This was 22 years of her life. So this is back in 1975.
So she's epileptic, and they just decided that it was Satan.
Yeah.
These fucking idiots! How can they procreate to begin with?
I don't know, but listen to this. They called two local priests who spent 10 months trying to exorcise the young woman's demons. To avoid interfering with the exorcism, the parents even halted her treatment for epilepsy. Mitchell finally died in 1975 at the age of 23. withered and weakened to just 31 kilos, which is about
60
times
pounds.
2.2. Yeah, 65
70,
pounds.
Maybe.
From being denied food and water during the exorcism.
Are her fucking parents in jail?
If the story sounds familiar, that's because it is the premise of a Hollywood feature, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which made its European debut in Italy on October 7th in the real-life case. All four participants in the exorcism were found guilty of negligent homicide, and Mitchell has been a posthumous European cult hero ever since.
Well, finally, justice prevails. Fucking wacko idiot dumbasses. Epileptic, yeah. And that... I'm almost epileptic. And they decide that it's the devil. Stupid asses! Come on! You fuckheads.
Yeah.
It's goddamn ridiculous,
well,
John.
Well, this is... How about this part? The movie has now been... has now reignited a decades-old controversy. A few doctors and scientists have called for an end to exorcisms, or at least for Rome and Brussels to regulate
worldwide
them. Yeah, right.
An end to exorcisms, because it's nonsense. It's fairy tales, John.
Well, Scott...
It's gobbledygook.
It is, but the Vatican has responded by digging in its heels. In an effort to add a patina of scientific validity to the ancient practice, which usually involves physical restraint and screaming prayers, last week the church began offering bona fide medical training to its exorcists to help them distinguish between psychological and pathological ailments and possession by the devil.
Okay, so they can determine, well, it's really not the devil, it's some other cause.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least they're attempting to.
Yeah. The class called Exorcism and Prayers of Deliverance, which began on October 13th at Rome's Athenaeum Pontificum Regina Apostolorum, features mental health doctors who purport to show which valid medical symptoms can account for those previously thought to be Satan's work.
Is this a class given by the Vatican?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a follow-up class to this. I read about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you can go to this class and you could tell which Santa Claus is real. You know, when you go to the mall, oh, that one's not the real Santa Claus. This one's the real one. Stupid asses. Why do they even spend time on this, these fuckers? You know why? Because they got so much goddamn money is why. Tax exempt.
I know.
Makes me vomit.
And I had one story. I thought I brought it in earlier that the a bunch of the churches and stuff want their money back from us taxpayers for what they doled out for Katrina and Rita.
Fuck them. You mentioned that before. They're already being subsidized by the government by not paying taxes.
And and we donate, so you know we don't have to pay taxes on that money.
Stupid ass.
According to Professor Carlo Clamati, one of the course instructors with proper scientific study, priests and bishops should be better prepared to distinguish and meet their real foe, the rise of satanic worship.
Your mother sucks cock to hell!
You fucking dick! Ah, shut
you
up!
You fucking dick!
That must be
shut
Satan.
Up. You piece of shit!
You fucking dick!
You piece of shit!
Shut up!
You fucking shit!
Cock push-ups?
Dr. Scott Lilienfield, professor of psychology at Emory University in Atlanta, and an expert in exorcism, disagrees. Exorcism is the most dangerous hoax in treating mental illness, he says.
I would concur.
I'm not going to go on.
I would say the second most dangerous one is Scientology. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's probably the first.
With the body thetans and all.
Yeah.
I say it's the second because to get to that level, you have to have a wad of cash.
Yeah.
And if you got a wad of cash like that and you're that fucking stupid, so be it. Turn your money over to L. Ron Hubbard and goof the floop. But anybody could have an epileptic kid with no money, and they're going to have these fucking priests come in and decide that It's the devil right. and starve you and strap you to the bed and kill you. These fucking idiots. Stupid asses.
Oh, man.
Well, John, I have a related story. I'll try to keep
you
it
do?
Quick. Yes. Vatican astronomers ponder baptism of extraterrestrials. So this is what the Vatican spends their fucking time on.
Pontificate about.
Independent Catholic News reports that with increasing numbers of people believing not only in the possibility of intelligent life on other planets, when we don't even have intelligent life here, John, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You look at the commander-in-chief and you're like, there's a fucking chimp in charge. Let's move on to the next planet. Take me to your leader. But even claiming encounters with aliens, it is not surprising that the Catholic Church is beginning to explore what effect the discovery of sentient ETs might have on Christian theology.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
And here's what the effect it would have on them. All religion, all earth-centric, anthropocentric religion would go come crashing down. And that's basically Christianity, Catholic, Muslim, Islam. The whole goddamn thing would come crashing down if aliens showed up, John. Don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt.
Or would they try to twist it? Would they try to twist it and say, oh, it's the second coming of Jesus as an alien. God sent his son.
Only begotten
back,
son.
His second begotten son.
Oh, a second one?
Well, his twin.
Oh,
well, there
right.
was Jesus, and then there was
Jesus.
His fraternal twin, Weezus. Weezer. A bunch of crap. So here's what the Catholic Church is doing, John.
Oh, riveting.
Is there intelligent life in the universe? Catholic belief in the search for extraterrestrial intelligent life asks, would humans recognize intelligent life if they saw it? Could we communicate with it? And should we even try? If original sin is original sin, something that affects all intelligent beings, is Jesus Christ's redemption valid only for intelligent beings on the earth, or is it throughout the universe?
You say on the earth?
On the earth? Or would other worlds have their own version of Jesus, John?
Jesus! Praise the be God!
Would the church send missionaries to E.T. planets? This is the shit that the Catholic Church wastes their fucking time on. And if I'm the Catholic Church...
Hey, I'm Catholic, man.
Whatever.
You just settle down.
Here's what I would say. If E.T. shows up, we got to come up with some other catapult propaganda plan. Because this shit ain't going to work. The minute E.T. shows up, I would think that people would say, well, wait a minute. I thought we were the only ones. And wouldn't the first question you'd ask an E.T. is, hey, man, Jesus Christ, Jesus Harold be thy name. Do you got one of those? We got one of those.
Jesus H.
And they'd say, and we would translate. No, we don't have a Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you talking about? Everybody knows it's evolution.
Yeah, you
stupid asses.
Stupid ass.
You know what? You're too unintelligent for us to communicate with, so we're going to go away and vaporize your planet.
I think I
wanted dead or alive.
John, in a quick related story.
Yeah.
Booze cruises and wretched excess.
Another quick related story to your three stories.
Doom rite of passage at one fed up high school. October is the time for homecoming and Halloween, John.
We want to take you to the neighborhood store.
But the 489 seniors at Kellenberg Memorial High School already are focused on their prom, the one they are not going to have. Fed up with
boy.
The revealing evening gowns, flashy tuxedos, stretch limos, alcohol, drugs, sex, and rowdy house parties that are an increasing common part of the summer dance scene across Long Island, Kellenberg administrators canceled the prom this year as a way to end its excesses. We watched a pattern develop. Get this, John. That was quote by Brother Kenneth Holligand, the principal of Kellenberg, a Roman Catholic school.
Oh.
20 years ago, seniors went to beach after prom and then to someone's house for breakfast. From that, it's turned into a week-long orgy that every year has become incrementally more excessive.
Good morning.
The school sent parents a letter in March before the last prom outlining objectives. Hello, calling prom an exaggerated rite of passage that verges on decadence. The letter signed by 11 administrators said spending up to $1,000 on formal wear, limos, and after parties was wasteful. It contended a booze cruise and the it contended a booze cruise and the Reddit party houses were opportunities for illegal drinking and sex. Illegal nice. Sex, that is. And it said that school, fearing legal liability, could no longer be responsible for what might happen.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
So the Catholic schools in New Jersey can't even control their students with their bullshit dogma.
Chill out, dickwad.
All right, I'll try. I'm going to try to listen to the guy from the Flying Nuns because it's all an illusion, John.
Yeah.
Take it back!
I shouldn't get so upset.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit! So don't give me that crap.
I'm the party pooper.
I'm the party pooper. Well, you know what, Scott? I hate to say it, but it's time again.
It's that time again, John.
It's that time again. We have to
don't
go
weep
off.
We have one more part.
That's right, part three is coming up. You have to just click away.
One click away.
One
folks.
Click away to part three from part two. We will be continuing this podcast.
Episode 24.
The final part with Dr. Phil. I mean, Phil McCracken.
He'll be in later. He might come in even at the beginning
Phil
of the podcast.
Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Because he likes to just sit in and listen to our genius.
Yeah, check it out.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.